Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Toxic and Problematic. My name's Slimfast. Lazo's over there.
Yo,
and today,
my back is killing me, bro.
We originally had this guest.
Make it easy on me.
We had a guest who would have been really interesting. She's got a kid that was injured. This was a big news story. And then it became a national story. I've heard stories like this before. The kid gets injured. They go to the hospital, and the hospital thinks, oh, maybe there's abuse going on here.
Right.
But it's complicated. It's just, it took forever. So now we end up not having
And when
guests.
You start talking about really, look, we're just a couple of dipshits.
Right.
And when you start talking about hospitals,
you get something
child
wrong.
Abuse, parents, litigation,
yeah.
You're like, you know what, let's just.
It started to scare
you
me.
You can read about it because we'll say something wrong
exactly.
And someone will sue us.
I just imagined, I envisioned our boss being
and
like,
we
what
own,
you guys
But it's
about?
Not even him because we own this podcast.
I know.
So then it would be us.
It's all on us.
Because Odyssey would be like, yeah, it's not our podcast.
They send us training videos that remind you, hey, when you get sued, you
say,
get
we
sued.
Don't own the podcast. Here's the contract. They asked for it.
Yep.
Sue them.
Yeah. So,
and your brother's a divorce attorney, but I don't know if he's ready to take on.
No. And well, speaking of him, I'm thinking, shit, we need a guest. All right, who do I know? Oh, my brother. Well, we just had an attorney on, right? So I'm like, all right, who else do I know? So I call David Arquette, and they say, I think you have the wrong number. I'm like, shit, what happened to David Arquette's number?
Has it done work?
So I don't know. I think it might have been him pretending not to be him, but I'm not sure. So then I call Louis C.K. I think it's still his number, but he doesn't answer. So I called someone else, and I said, all right, I don't have a bunch of like celebrities names on my phone. So I only have a few, but it's I'll
Alan
try
Alda.
Them. If we don't get
Didn't
any of them.
Didn't you talk Alan Alda one time?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've had quite
now?
A few in there. He might be, I'll call him. I'll find out. But I got someone. He literally said to give him 2 minutes. I think it's been 2 minutes now. So, oh, there he is. That's actually him. Hold on 1 second. I think you'll be excited.
Pleasantly surprised.
It's a pretty big celebrity. Nick.
Yo, what do you mean it's blocked?
Nick, right. Well, so I tried calling your number from in here, and it said it doesn't work. So then I tried texting you, and I got a response, like an automated response, and it says, free message, unable to receive message, message blocking is active for your number. So then I texted again and said, did you block me? And it says, unable to receive message blocking is active. And I was like, he literally blocked me.
That's just not true. I just text you back. I never blocked you.
I know. Something's wrong with my phone, because when you text me back, it came from a different Nick Wright. So I've got two text chains now with Nick Wright with the same picture.
Well, are you trying
on.
To text my old 816 number?
Yeah.
Well, that's not my number, idiot.
What? You got rid of that? I got
to
use
the
917 one?
The 917's my number.
Gotcha. All right. Well,
there you go.
So that's why I haven't been on the show because
that's right.
We've been calling the wrong number.
You blocked me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nick Wright, ladies and gentlemen.
Celebrity Nick Wright.
Celebrity Nick Wright, our old buddy, old pal.
Man, you're like Nick. I have to tell you, I knew you were talented, but I never would have put my money on you being the number two biggest sports guy in the country.
Well,
top 15,
either.
I would have said for sure. You know, if we're doing the sports announcers mountain, you know, you would have been in row three. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't have put my money on number two either. All my money would have gone on number one.
Well, I think now you're going to get there. I know you're being boisterous, but you're going to get there. It's just, you know, I just, man, number two. That's pretty pretty impressive in a short time.
It was
you think
quick.
It's Stephen A. and then me? That's very nice of you.
No, I put Coward ahead of you, and that's it.
But he's your mentor anyway, isn't he?
I think, yeah, it's Colin Coward, then you, then Stephen A. You know how I know you're bigger than Stephen A.? Because Stephen A.'s got to go debate politics with people who don't matter.
Right, and come up with conspiracy theories.
Right, like he's got to, you know, have his laptop on and people see it. You're trying too hard now.
Yeah, well, so I almost look at Colin as not a separate category, but I don't consider myself competing with him because he is, you know, my second biggest mentor next to the man on the phone with right now.
Slim?
But yeah, both of you, I guess. I look at you guys as a group.
I just want to say, though, Nick, I just want to say, we were just talking earlier, Lazo and I were talking earlier about Al Michaels and how he's just like, you know, the greatest. And there's a lot of good people on TV calling games. But when Al Michaels is gone, like, who's going to be that person? I think that someday Nick Wright will be that person that when they think of the sports person, oh, it's the biggest event in the Olympics or whatever it is, I think it's going to be Nick Wright.
So you've said that to me before. It's very nice of you. I don't think I'm really eligible, like, because I've never, like, I think that's going to be Joe Davis. The guy who just called the World Series. Or, you know, obviously Joe Buck's already done it. Like, I'm not a play-by-play guy. So, like, the Al Michaels, you know, I'm buddies now with Dan Patrick, and I said to him once, kind of in passing, like, one of my career goals is to do something involving the Olympics. Because Dan Patrick's done everything. He's done the Olympics, he's done the Super Bowl, he's done everything. And he kind of poo-pooed the Olympics. He was like, it's not actually that fun, but I think he was just big boying me because he's done so many of them.
Right.
But I don't think, I don't, Al Michaels, Costas, those guys were never, like, opinionate. Like, I'm, like, the opinion guy. And so I don't think I'm going to get to do these huge events.
All you have to do is try. I think you can do it.
All you have to do is try.
You can do, okay, you don't think Nick can do play-by-play?
I think the way the landscape changes, most people are opinion guys. I get what you're saying, the play-by-play stuff, but I could absolutely, in 10 years, see them sending you there to be the guy who sits in the chair and interviews whoever the next Michael Phelps is or whatever. You're the guy who talks to him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You hit the ask the hard-hitting questions, but you're affable and nice and you're friendly and you laugh, but you're not fake. Like, you can pull that off, man.
Well, you guys, this is what was incredibly nice. When Slip Bass called me and said he needed a favor, I honestly thought this was a gag for the radio show. And Slim was going to be like, I need to borrow 10 grand and just to see if I would say yes or no.
Well, what would you say?
I do need to borrow 10 grand. But can I just have it for borrowing it?
Yes.
I don't want to be indebted.
You can have five.
Okay, great.
Five
will save my life.
How are you guys doing? I saw the big news. You posted on social media last, so I assume it's public. But Euro coming up, moving a block away from me, man.
I am so excited about it. He's excited too.
This is Lazo's oldest son.
My oldest son, Euro. He has worked really hard at baseball, and then like his sophomore year, oddly enough, fell in love with theater. Not oddly in a bad way, but just not anything either one of us expected. Ended up meeting this teacher. I never had a teacher like this who inspired him. And he was like, all right, I'll try it, and ended up really liking it. And this whole time, Nick, he's like, I just want to go. It doesn't matter if it's D1, D2, D3, NIAI. I don't care. I want to go somewhere where I can study theater and play baseball. And all we heard from everybody was you can't do both because you're going to have to be at rehearsals, or you're going to have to be at practice, and baseball isn't going to let you do it, and theater isn't going to let you do it. It's one of those things that you're busy all the time. And he ends up talking to the recruiter, two recruiters really, one at NYU, who I think was like, you really can't do it. And then the other one who's at City College of New York, and he's like, yeah, you can do both, and if you need to miss a game because you're in rehearsals, that's okay with us. And I'm like, wait, so you found a college where they're going to let you do baseball and theater, and it's in Manhattan. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to commit today. What do you think? And I was like, how impressive. You know, I mean, it's my kid, so you don't want to be like, how great, but how great that, you know, he just said, this is what I want to do, and just kept going after it.
It's impressive.
No, it is that great. It's unbelievable. And Slim, I just texted you and Lazlo, because I don't know if Lazlo ever watched it, a video. I'll tell you when it goes through. When I say this is a block from me, this video is, when I heard the news, I went out my front door and texted Lazlo this video. It'll come through in a minute. If you walk down my, because Lazlo, you haven't been to my new, you went to my house in New York. That was the first house we lived in.
Yes.
But we moved about 15 blocks from there. Okay. Right, check your phone, Slim, and see if you can watch that video.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Okay, so watch it about 10 seconds in. You walk down my front stoop.
I watched it already.
Turn to your left, and you see just over the bank of buildings, this big, beautiful tower. And that's CCNY. I mean,
it's crazy.
You literally can see it from my front door.
Yeah, you're standing right in front of your house, and then you point the camera, and there's a school. That's pretty impressive.
And there's a school. It's so great. It's so exciting.
Yeah. Are you going to let him come over?
Of course.
Are you going to look out for him for me? I will tell you, Parkins, your partner there, he texted me and said, hey, this is great or whatever. And I said, hey, I'm going to send him to you guys for lunch and dinner. And he said, it's pretty pricey here. I got lunch. Nick's got dinner.
Well, yeah, that's Danny's thing somehow. Danny has somehow decided, now that he and I work together all the time, that he buys lunches and I buy dinners, which is a really bad deal for me, but it is what it is. But Danny's like you guys, or at least like you, Lazlo. He lives out in the burbs. I live in the heart of the city. So right. Danny's like 40 minutes from Euro. I'll be a 6 minute walk.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And it's nice to at least if something happens, he has a friendly face and someone, you know, even if like, man, you know, I've moved away by myself. So have you. And then in a city like New York, it's like, man, there's 9 million people here and no one to talk to.
Of course. And also just a place to get a meal or to chill out or, you know, anything like that.
Watch a game. Like, hey, can I come over and watch a baseball game, you know?
Well, we don't watch a lot of baseball in the house unless it's the playoffs. But he certainly could come by and watch some NBA, which I know you guys love, and definitely some football. But what else? By the way, it's been so long since we've talked.
Hey, and that campus is nice, right?
Oh, it's super nice. Yeah. It's super nice, bro. And it's cool because there's a main street that cuts through it, but that it's closed 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. So, like, the traffic can't go on that street.
Oh, cool.
Only people that work there or go to school there can go on that street during, you know, basically school hours. No, it's great. It's really great.
I'm excited to see him go. And, you know, they play some of their home games, and then we can stop talking about them. But because that campus and university was built so many years ago, there's not a lot of room, and they don't have their own baseball complex. So they play some of their home games on Randall's Island, and the other ones in a Cyclones Park in Coney Island.
Oh, that's cool. So
how cool would that be?
That's super cool. So Coney Island's far. Randall's Island is super close. So my kid's school does a lot of their events at Randall's Island. So that's super close. That's all. No, it's really great. It's really exciting. And the theater scene in New York is obviously one of a kind. And he went to, you know, one of the times you came to New York with the boys, you took them to a Broadway show, right?
I don't know anything about plays or Broadway or theater, but when I came and we came and visited you, I was like, well, you know, like single dad thing, like I think you're supposed to go to Broadway when you're here, like I don't know anything about it. So I looked up what was playing and SpongeBob.
I was thinking Lion King.
Yeah, it was SpongeBob. So we went to that. And so, you know, maybe I get credit for turning him on to theater.
For sure. SpongeBob is sick, and I don't know really anything about SpongeBob.
People loved that play. Like, apparently it got rave reviews. I don't know much about
it's
awesome.
And again, I'm not trying to be annoying. It's a musical, not a play, because there's a bunch of singing. Plays on Broadway.
I don't know anything about that. Is that the difference?
Yeah. Plays are, there's no singing. And plays are not really nearly as big of a thing. Like they're, they did Glengarry Glen Ross with a bunch of the guys from Better Call Saul. That was a play, and that was really good. Denzel Washington just did Macbeth. That was a play that actually people didn't like so much. But most of the stuff on Broadway are musicals. And I've seen, when we were moving here, I thought I would hate musicals. And we went, when we were looking at houses, to see Wicked.
Oh.
And I have since seen Wicked 4 times.
Really?
And I've seen, the thing about Broadway, and I know this sounds ridiculous, because I've seen everything. It's like maybe my favorite thing to do in the city. Is you are really, it's like having courtside seats to an NBA game. It is the best in the world.
Right.
And you are up close, and they are just crushing it. And so, like, no matter what the musical is, it's awesome.
You know, the thing about it, and like I said, I've only been to one, but I was shocked at, like, what the theaters look like. I just had a different image in my mind. To me, it felt like it was going to be much more snooty.
No.
It's not. And, like, you walk out in the main lobby, and they're like, you buy beers on tap.
And they're very expensive. But, so Broadway is not snooty. Snooty is the opera.
Oh, God.
God, I can't imagine.
Lincoln Center and the ballet at Lincoln Center, those are the snooty things.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I don't hate those either.
Right.
But I also have just, I've come a long way from the Fat Albert jeans, man.
You have. Like, yes, you have, my friend. You know, one of the things that I feel bad, like I'm almost, so you know me, and I've said this a bunch of times. If you want to, you know, if you want to be a musician, then go to L.A. and hang out with other musicians. If you want to be an athlete, go to college and play with other athletes. You want, like, do what, go around people who are doing what you want to do. That's the easiest way to start doing what you want to do. And I have told my kids that their entire lives. I'm like, man, you don't have to go to college. If you want to do comedy, get in your car, go to New York, get an apartment, and start going to comedy theaters and figure it out. I've been saying that forever. Go chase your dreams. Don't let anybody tell you no. And don't be afraid to go. Go do it. And then he comes, he's like, I'm moving to New York, and my goddamn heart breaks.
Yeah,
I'm like, what about KU, man?
Right.
It's close. We can visit on the weekends. You know, I'm like, why did I tell you all that?
No, but like, but it is, I mean, it's the best advice. And it's great that you gave it to him. And that's the other thing. Like, if you want to do theater like he wants to do, there, you know, we're talking about Broadway, which is the major leagues, but there's more single A baseball teams of Broadway in New York than anywhere else in the world.
Right.
So there's just so many, you know, so many opportunities in so many places. He's going to do great. And what, when he leaves, what year is Chacho now?
He's a freshman.
Wow. So it's just, so you're going to have 3 years of just you and him.
Yeah.
Which is a whole, so that's, you know, our,
it's actually, you know,
I had that with my parents. I think it's, it gives you something that your older siblings didn't have. I don't know. It's
I look at it like, so, you know, there's 4 years between them, and those first 4 years were just me and Yero. My Chacho never had just me and him. Now when Yero leaves, it's like we're going to make up for that. It's just going to be me and Chacho, and we'll get those 3 years together. You know, it'll just be a different time. Which, by the way, he tore his ACL and his MCL.
Oh, playing football?
Yeah.
Oh, God. When?
3 weeks ago. Well, he tore it. The kid's tough, man. He tore it a while ago and played 3 games on it.
Well, that's no good.
Yeah, so, but he had the surgery 3 weeks ago.
Okay, so he's out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, he's got three more weeks with no weight on it.
Brutal. So
I'm like, just play baseball, bro.
Yeah. Did he take a hit, or was it just something weird?
No, I think, like, he, you know, it was like a wrong plant, but he was playing, you know, hitting, tackling someone. But it wasn't like somebody hit his knee, you know, it was while he was tackling. Right. And
yeah, football's brutal, man.
Yeah, it is.
What I was saying is, my DeMonte is 27 and lives in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Diora is 20 and goes to school in Northern California. And so for the last, you know, most of the last couple of years, it's just been me, Danielle, and Deanna, who just turned 12.
Right.
And so
12, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I know.
I thought you were going to say just turned 4.
I know.
Well, yeah, because
she's a baby.
I moved out of Kansas City when she wasn't born yet. No, so I moved, I moved to New York. I am a few months away from being 10 years in New York.
Oof.
And I was in Houston for 4 before that.
God, so
it's been a long time, man.
Yeah, a long time.
It's been a long time. And in that time, you guys are now playing Seven Dust? Is that what's going on?
No, we are the morning show on The Rock, but kind of Seven Dust free.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I think they've kind of mixed what we both do a little bit.
Got it.
Yeah.
But you guys now are, like, what is the second longest running Kansas City talk show? Is it Fesco?
I don't know how long. Like, how long has Fesco been doing that? He's nice to me, by the way. I see him more now, obviously, because we're working mornings.
I don't think there's anybody close.
No.
Rocket and Teresa.
Rocket and Teresa are still there?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
I didn't know that.
I think they're still
there. Are they longer than you guys?
They would be, because they were doing it when we started.
Yep.
This is a quarter century, huh?
I know. Yeah.
Crazy, right? When we started, who would have thought that?
Me. I knew.
I mean, that was Slim Pat's entire plan.
I knew. I made a deal with God and the devil. And
I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Us?
Yep. Well, you know what? I asked for it, and I got it, and, you know, that's how that stuff works.
Hey, Nick, I do want to talk to you about sports real quick, because he did something that made me mad.
What'd I do?
You did your fucking Nick thing, which made the goddamn Lions and the Chiefs. You're like, oh, no one can beat the Lions. They're the best team in the world. And I was like, this fucking guy. This fucking guy.
It's like Phil.
He's using that reverse Nick unlock bullshit stuff to make get his team a win.
Yeah, I did. Absolutely. I did it to the Ravens earlier in the year.
Yeah,
I mean, listen. The Chiefs are going to be fine in large part because the Broncos are maybe the most fraudulent 8-2 team in NFL history.
There are times where they look good, and then you watch last night, and you're like, what the fuck?
You know, we were talking about Tom Brady put out his power rankings for Week 9, and he had the Broncos ahead of the Chiefs. I was like, all right, look, I know they've been winning games, but come on. I mean, putting the Colts in front of the Chiefs would have been less offensive.
I'm not one. Listen, Tom Brady, my colleague at Fox, I'm not one to criticize anyone's power rankings. That's actually not true. I'll criticize everyone's except Tom's. With that said, and I'm obviously not talking about Tom here, some people's power rankings share an eerie similarity to the standings.
Well, yeah.
It's simply who has the best record, and that's the whole idea behind power rankings is if we just wanted the standings, we could go look at them.
Right. Yeah. The power rankings is let's dig under the hood and see who they played, points scored, how's it going.
But he does give a little Gruden, you know, for each team. Here's why. I mean, it's not like super in depth, but I get it. Have you met
Tom Brady?
I have not.
That'd be awesome, man. That dude's awesome.
Brady's actually, now that I think of it, the only like Fox guy that I haven't met. But all the other guys, I know where I work, punked him constantly.
He
has to
know. You were even in one of the documentaries that you were like, man, this guy's done. He knows who the fuck you are.
He was listening to it on the radio. I'm seriously curious if he knows, like, you were the guy that said Brady was done for 15 years.
He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would ignore you, but he does seem like the kind of guy who would mention it. Does that make sense?
Here's what I know. I know that we've really wanted to get Tom Brady on the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ever since you started working at Fox.
Yeah.
And he has simply consistently gone on Colin's show, which is fine. Colin, you should go on Colin's show. He's the number one guy at Fox, and Colin is the face of the network. The number one show. So that makes sense. Do I think my, you know, previous commentary, had it been a little different, maybe we would have gotten one Tom Brady interview? Maybe. Right. I think it's on the board, but, you know, there's a flip side to every coin. We're the only show Mahomes will go on.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
these other
fair.
Guys always ripping him.
Yeah, they're hugging and you. So know you. That's cool.
And so, you know, we have a pro and con in that area, I suppose. Also, you know, there was a conversation at one point whether or not we should name our quarterback pyramid, the definitive ranking of quarterbacks, something in reference to Brady. And I would not budge that it had to be named Mahomes Mountain. So yeah. That probably didn't help.
Yeah,
no, that's fair.
It is what it is.
Well, hey, I saw you talk. Go ahead.
Sorry, real quick, because we're still talking about the Broncos. It's been a long time since me and you talked sports, but me and you argued a couple years ago, and I told you, and you may still think you're right, which is completely possible.
Are you going to bring up Caleb Williams?
Bo Nix is better than Caleb Williams, and I told you that.
Bo Nix stinks, bro.
No, Bo Nix is better than Caleb Williams.
Bo Nix is maybe the worst full-time starter in the league.
Okay, and you've Caleb lost your mind, because he's better than Caleb Williams.
You're nuts. Now,
well, you really think Caleb Williams is it? Now, I told you before he was only good because he was the best athlete on the field. He's not the best athlete on the field anymore. He's not dominating accountants.
So, a couple things. So this is what often happens in our sports arguments. You were on potentially the right side of the argument, but you took it too far. If you want to say that I was too high on Caleb Williams when he was a sophomore at USC, and I said that moment he was the sixth best quarterback alive.
I remember that.
I seem
That's
to
what
have
started this conversation.
That.
You said he was better than Jared Goff.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That now, it should be noted that Caleb's head coach had the opportunity to stick with Jared Goff forever and was like, no, I'd rather go with a quarterback with real upside like Caleb, and left Jared Goff for Caleb. But neither here nor there.
Okay.
Maybe I overstated Caleb a touch, but Bo Nix stinks. Where you did get me was on the previous college quarterback that I was certain was going to be a superstar, and it's year five and we're yet to see it, and that's Trevor.
Yeah, no.
You might have been right about Trevor.
Yeah, you know, and it's just I'm
very right.
I know you
that.
Watch a lot of NFL football, and I know you watch college football, but there are times when you can see these guys and you're like, Caleb Williams' wide receivers were so much better than the DBs at Washington State and Oregon State and the Pac-12, that you're like, this guy the athletes here, he's hitting guys wide open for 70 yards on the move. He can do that. He looks like Mahomes. But the beauty of Mahomes is he does that in a window when dudes are covered. Caleb looks like him if the guys aren't covered. If the guys are covered, he's just, you know, he's not the same.
So that you
same thing
you
with Trevor Lawrence in the ACC is what I'm saying, I guess.
And you might have been onto something. Where you stumble is, because of your college football fetishism, is you think Bo Nix is good.
I do. Well,
Bo Nix is actually bad.
Wait, no, I think Bo Nix is better than Caleb Williams, and I think Bo Nix is a top 15, 20 quarterback in the NFL right now.
Wow.
If the Broncos had Caleb, they would be a real Super Bowl threat with that defense.
Wait, what? And are you kidding me? With the offense and the offensive guru they brought in for Caleb?
Again, and the Bears offense is way better than the Broncos offense. Way better.
Why aren't the Bears competitive?
Well, they are competitive. They're 5-3. The Broncos have the best defense in football right now, and we saw it last night.
Yeah.
Or whenever you were listening to it on Thursday Night Football.
Thursday.
Bo Nix ain't the guy. We're actually going to talk about that a lot on Friday's First Things First. I don't know when, again, people listen to this in the future, in the past.
Do you think he at least fits the offense they want to run there?
If the offense they want to run is have guys running wide open and he's
and him missing him, not seeing him
15 yards, then that's exactly what Sean Payton wants.
Yeah, I don't think that's what he wants. But I do think Bo Nix is good.
I want to talk to Nick about something that I agree with you on, that I loved hearing that you did. I don't know, maybe it was on your podcast. I don't remember, but I had season tickets for the Chiefs for however many years, 6 years, 5 years, something like that. We went to every game. And I said for a long time, you know, there was all these debates about, is Josh Allen better than Mahomes? You know, people love Josh Allen. And I went to those games and I watched him and I always said, this guy acts like Philip Rivers. He's always bitching about something. He's always complaining. Like, right. People looked at me like, what are you talking about? He's not Philip Rivers. I don't see that. I'm like, dude, he's constantly out there bitching about something. You can see him on the field bitching. And now we've entered an era where NFL players are flopping like they do in soccer. Yeah. And I don't think any of us like it. But you pointed out that Josh Allen is the worst. Although you say he's the worst, meaning he does it the most, but he's actually really damn good at it. Where I watch him sometimes and think, oh, shit, you know, he just got fucking hit in the head hard. And then you see the replay and you're like, oh, he faked that. But from the camera angle, it looked like he got hit.
And no, he's a great actor.
He's a great actor. So he's the best actor, but yeah, he's the worst because he does it the most. But you have the best solution for the flopping problem. Did you hear it, Laszlo?
Yeah,
it's great.
So here's the deal. If you do that whiplash thing with your head, you are, even if it's upon replay, you're like, oh, that was totally fake.
Like what Josh Allen does.
Right. It automatically triggers a concussion test.
Oh, so you got to go out. That makes sense.
That's perfect,
isn't
it?
You have to leave the field. You have to go to the, you know, UNC, unaffiliated neurological consultant, and he has to check you out. Because the whole reason guys are doing that is because the NFL is so quick to flag anything that results in that whiplash motion because they're trying to protect players from concussions.
Right.
So if you try to abuse that caution that's put in place for your own well-being, well, do it at your own risk, but you're going to miss at least a couple plays.
You know, I love what you're saying, but just let me play devil's advocate because I loved you for just a second. Do you think the NFL would be like, look, if that's the case, then we're minimizing and the players are minimizing concussions, so just do what they do in the NHL, 15 yards for flopping, don't be a pussy.
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly they absolutely, this to me is like less punitive, but yeah, if you wanted to put in a real, you know, a punitive flopping penalty.
Yeah.
But I don't think the NFL wants that.
It's so hard for them it's so hard for them. People would be pissed, too.
I think it would be harder for them to say, your neck didn't move like this, and then, heaven forbid, their neck did move like that.
But right. If you see these Josh Allen replays up close,
right if you just say, hey, we saw your head move. Go get it checked out. That's all we're saying.
Go get it checked out. We're not saying you're out for the game.
No, you're right. That makes sense. You just got to go in the tent for a play.
It's going to take a couple of minutes. And if you look at those replays and you see Josh Allen doing the full head whiplash, which he does, and then you realize nobody touched him, I think it's pretty obvious. You know, it's easier to call than a pass interference.
Then, hey, you guys at least got to admit that little thing Mahomes does where he's like,
yes.
Hey, look, I'm going out of bounds.
Yes.
Not. What? And he takes four steps forward. Dude, if you're going to do that, if you're going to pretend like you're running out of going out of bounds, it should be the Kenny Pickett rule going out of bounds. And if you get hit late, that's on you.
But here's the difference. What he's doing, and I'm not, I get how it's like flop adjacent.
Yes.
But what he's trying to do is he's trying to get someone to actually hit him when they're not supposed to. That's a little different.
Well, he's
different
trying to get 4 extra yards.
I know.
Right.
But it's different than pretending like someone hurt me.
I know, but he's trying to say like, oh, you won't tackle me now because I'm going out of bounds. But look, I didn't. Here's
right.
4 more yards.
But to me,
that really does make me mad.
But the NFL, I think, has gotten better about policing that. I don't know if you guys saw this weekend against Buffalo. Mahomes got absolutely annihilated on the sideline. Yep. There was no flag.
Yeah.
They have been better about quarterbacks who, like, that to me fixes itself if it's officiated properly, because you have quarterbacks who recognize, oh, shit, guys are going to hit me because they're not going to be as worried about getting flags. I might as well just duck out of bounds.
Right, you're right.
And so, but the pretending you got shot, and then on replay, it's like you didn't, nothing happened.
Yeah.
There's no right
and
now.
That's for soccer, man.
Exactly.
And
it's soccer
we
shit.
We don't like soccer.
And
like soccer, but we don't like the flopping part of it. People get pissed about it.
And when people talk about why they don't like soccer, it always comes up. Oh, the fucking flopping.
Right.
Because the NFL football is our religion, right? And they don't do that in football.
It's American. They're gladiators.
Yeah.
They, you know,
and now they're starting to
tough guys.
Now they're starting to fake it, and everybody fucking hates it to the point where, I listened to you talk about that, Nick, and I thought, all right, well, you're a quarterback for an NFL team. You got to do whatever it takes to win. You got to get to the playoffs. You got to win those playoff games. It could be the difference between no rings and 6 rings,
yeah.
You know? So I understand why they're doing it, but if you put some sort of precaution in there or some incentive for them to not do it.
Well, the NFL just got to catch up, because I don't like that he does it. But if I'm a Bills fan or I'm him,
exactly.
I want him to do it.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't like that Mahomes does a little thing up the sideline.
But do whatever it takes to win.
But I'm like, if I'm a Chiefs fan, I love it when he does.
If it
when
works,
it's a
it
first
works.
Down, you know, that, it's not like anything. They just got to catch up. And, you know, those two guys are trying stuff that's different.
We all have things about our quarterbacks we don't love. Like, I'm sure Laszlo deep down doesn't love that his quarterback has child-sized hands and can't hold on to the ball in a big spot. But, you know, we deal with it. I got to go. I love you guys.
Nick Wright, thank you
Nick
so
Wright,
much.
Thank you, Nick.
Bye.
See ya. Oh, damn it.
Lunch.
I forgot to ask him how he's going to send me $5,000. I'll text him. He can probably Apple Pay me, right?
He blocked you, remember?
Oh, shit. He did block me. Does somebody have his number? Daddy needs
Venmo
a new TV.
Me.
Yeah. Oh, don't forget to Venmo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we already talked about it. You know? Oh, don't forget.
Yeah, don't forget to, just send him a Venmo request.
Yes! Venmo request. Thank you. Good idea.
Hey everyone, it's Summer, exec producer for The Church of Laszlo, and thank you for listening to Toxic and Problematic. Thank you to Kenny at Middlecake Construction and Dick Ray Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for keeping Slim Fast warm in the winter and cool in the summer. See you next week!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.